after Monday, the next day is?
Tuesday.
And then?
Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday.
What do you usually say in the morning when you meet someone on the street?
Well, I usually say good morning, or if it's someone that I've known a long, long time, a lot of times, and I shouldn't do it, but I'll say, well, hi there. So many times I do.
Good morning. Until what time will you say this?
Until about noon, and then I usually say, well, how are you this afternoon? How are you?
Afternoon, now, when is that?
After 12 o'clock, right, usually with us.
Until when?
Until, about 6, 7 o'clock, then after that I'd say good evening.
Uh-huh. And, was good evening ever used here in the early days?
Oh, yes.
Or afternoon?
Good evening of an evening. We'd always say it's good evening.
And never for that time after the midday meal?
No.
And let's see, that time of day when it starts to get pink and then you see the sun begin to show?
Dawn, I'd say, or dawning.
Uh-huh. And at?
Or daylight. That's the way Mother and Dad used to put it. It's coming daylight. I smell a skink.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, sir, I sure do.
He's
big.
He's not here much.
Well, somebody's really stirring him up.
And let's see, this morning we'd say that at about 5:45 the sun
rises. So
and
sun
this
comes
morning.
Up. Let's see.
Yeah, he's old.
Somebody's really stirred him up.
And this morning the sun did what?
Came up. That's why I'd say.
Well, let's see, we mentioned sunrise, and then in the evening when?
Sunset.
And let's see, today is Friday, and then Thursday was, or Friday is today,
uh-huh.
Thursday was?
Yesterday.
And Saturday is?
Tomorrow.
And if we can figure out some time. Now let's use the Sunday just. Oh boy.
And boy, he's sure
smell.
Strong. Neither do I. I'd rather smell anything under heaven. Now he's far away.
Well,
I'm glad my dog's in the house, or our dog. But he even the one that stirred him up.
If we refer to the Sunday just passed, and then want to refer to time a week past from that, well, what would you say?
Well, I'd say we could go from last Sunday.
What'd you say? A week ago from last Sunday?
Uh-huh. Yes, a week ago last Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's
and now, to look in the future, let's take the Sunday yet to come is our checkpoint and look a week in advance of that.
I'd say a week from Sunday.
Uh-huh. Do you have any special term for a period of 2 weeks?
No. I just say 2 weeks.
I do too. Uh-huh. Some people say fortnight.
But that never did sound right to me.
It
just doesn't. I can't get used to that.
How did your dad tell time when he was out on the range?
He usually did with the sun.
Uh-huh.
And we did at home a lot of times. If something would happen, that the clock would stop, forget to wind it or something like that. My mother would set the clock out. She wasn't very far wrong. Of course, we always went by sun time.
Yeah.
And if you watch it right at noon, when it's right at noon and your shadow is just right straight up and down, you won't be 3 minutes off mm-hmm. one way or the other.
Did and your dad have a watch?
No, not for a long, long time after I could remember. Not until he was way up in years before. One of the boys got a watch for him. He just didn't want to handle it. Well, one thing, he had several watches, but